boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So I've been living with my boyfriend and his younger brother for about 3 months now. And I've just been waiting for something awkward to happen. It's bound to happen.
It is.
Right? You know, we live together. Maybe get a little overly comfortable, but I am always like really mindful. I'm not walking around the house in a towel or a robe or anything weird.
I would, because I'm that person.
Well, I try to be real mindful because I'm not trying to make anybody uncomfortable. But last night, something finally happened where I was like, uh-oh, that was weird. And guess what? I got to go home tonight and hopefully it doesn't happen again. So I walked in after work last night, and both of them, my boyfriend and his brother, love to sit in the dark. Like, they don't ever turn any lights on, which is great. Don't have to worry about the energy bill going out of control.
No.
But I walk up from the garage up the stairs, and it's dark, and I hear, "Hey, Tay." And I assume it's my boyfriend. So I say, "Hey, how was your day?" And then I look, and I go, "Oh, my God. I thought you were my boyfriend." It was his brother sitting on the couch. So I was like, "Hello." I'm glad I didn't say anything beyond that that would make you feel uncomfortable.
"Hey, honey bunny."
I mean, I'm not like a pet name person, but I immediately was like, "Oh no, I just thought you were him." And then I hear my boyfriend in his bedroom be like, "What? You thought he was me?" I'm like, "You guys, it's dark and you both have the same hair right now. And I didn't realize your voices sound kind of the same."
I'm just waiting for the moment that they're either one of them sitting in the dark. Could be the brother sitting in the dark and you go up to kiss him.
That's why I'm like, I'm glad I didn't come right up to you and like give you a hug or something. Whoopsie.
What would you do if you accidentally kissed the brother?
Well, I don't think I would let it get that far. But
what if you did?
I don't want to think about
Move
that.
Move away.
I guess I
change your name.
I'm going to be exiled to the garage.
I would change your name and move to another country.
I'm going to hope it never gets to that point.
If it does, we'll never hear from her.
I will go into the witness protection program. I will be Taylor Smith.
Oh, you're not even change your first name. You got to change everything.
Oh, there's a million Taylors. I'd be fine.
Just go by Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
And nobody would know.
That's my witness protection name in case something weirder happens.
Well, now we said it, so now we got to change it again.
Well, nobody will ever know. I'm going to disappear.
We are officially less than a week away from our first stop for Stuff the Wagon.
Oh, yeah. Stuff the Wagon 2.0, baby.
It's back.
If you didn't know, we did this last year and had so much fun, so we're bringing it back, and we're hoping to go out bigger and better than ever.
We are. So if you don't know what Stuff the Wagon is, or if you're like, "Oh, wait, I kind of remember what this was from last year," we are going to be doing our show every Monday up until about Christmas, live 3 to 7 p.m. In the trunk of our station wagon.
Yes. And as we're doing that, we'll be parked at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. So we'll be easy to find. We'll have the doors swung open. And we just ask that you bring by donations that we'll pass off to Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Yeah, and if you want to see what kind of donations they take, which honestly, a lot of them will shock you what they'll take and what they need this holiday season for the furry friends over there, you can go to our website, KZIA.com, or the Z102.9 app. But think of things like, obviously, food. That could be dry food, wet food. They're going to need cleaning supplies, office supplies. Gift cards are always a good option.
100%. And we're doing it with the help of you. This would not be possible without the listeners.
100%. It's not us, it's you.
It really is. We're just going to be sitting in the back of the van.
All we do is the talkie-talkie. You do all the worky work.
Exactly.
Oh, hey, it's like what I did in school.
Funny how life comes back around.
Everybody did all the work, and I just took the grade.
Okay. Stop the Wagon is back. Next Monday, 3 to 7 p.m.
Get the details, KZIA.com or the Z102.9 app.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Every so often, a TikTok trend takes over my For You page and I become obsessed with it. Before now, it was the suspect challenge.
God, I loved that one.
Still love those. Mm-hmm. But now I keep seeing what I'm going to call the camera flip trend.
I hate this already, and I don't know what it is, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, don't speak so soon. Basically, I'll just explain what I've been seeing the most. Most people are doing it for their pets. So what it is...
okay, I'm down. I thought maybe we were going to flip it on my double chin, and I was not here for that.
Okay, no, not at all. It'll be like just a random clip of, let's say, somebody taking a video of their couch, and on screen it'll say, can we normalize scratching on furniture? It makes it look so good and rustic. And then the camera flips to like selfie version, and it's the cat, and it says, aww, oh crap, like I've been caught.
That's cute.
Yeah, you got me. So they're asking for advice or like pleading for something, and then the camera flips and reveals that it's somebody asking selfishly for themselves. So there's also people who do it with their dogs that are like, guys, we need to make sure we're feeding our dogs twice every hour, otherwise they're gonna starve. And then the camera flips and it's the dog, and it's like, oh, you caught me.
Oh, oopsie. My god, that's funny.
And then
is it just of animals?
No, what I've been seeing most of so far is animals, but then I saw the Jonas Brothers did this.
Oh.
Okay. So what'd it was a clip of Kevin, who is the oldest Jonas brother.
Oh, no.
And it said on the screen, guys, we need to start recognizing that our younger siblings are basically always right. Camera flips, Joe Jonas. Saying, uh-oh, you caught me.
I thought it was going to be about that one brother. Nobody can remember his name, and we forget that
it's Kevin.
No, Frankie. See? Yeah, I got you there. I got you there.
I've been caught.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I gotta jump just right into this one because the ending is absolutely nuts. So this girl wrote in and she said, I went out on a first date with a guy at a fancy restaurant, which I appreciated, but the good start to the date quickly went downhill. The first red flag was when he insisted on ordering for me. He ordered shellfish, which I'm allergic to.
Oh, God.
And then assured me that it wouldn't kill me because it was the best in town.
Mm.
I wasn't about to drop dead right there at the table, so I let the server know that I wanted nothing to do with shellfish and ordered what I actually wanted, which deeply offended my date, and he let me know that. Then he pulled out a piece of paper from his pocket with a list of questions he found by Googling good questions to ask on a first date. And he insisted on asking all of them. And after every question, he replied with, oh my God, you're so amazing. Or, I just love you. Or,
whoa,
I'm going to marry you someday. And by the end of the list, he had thoroughly convinced himself that he was in love with me and that we were going to get married. At the end of the dinner, we're walking out. He mentioned he saw some people at a nearby table that he knew. So we walked over and he introduces me to none other than his parents, grandma, an aunt, and a cousin as his fiance. What? They all stood up. They called for champagne and they congratulated us. Hugs were going around. At this point, I'm staring daggers at him, but he just had a goofy looking grin on his face like it's one of the best moments of his life. After everyone sits down again, I tell them we're not engaged and this is actually our first and our last date. They all looked like I just killed a puppy right in front of them. They were so disappointed. So I excused myself to the bathroom to call a friend and have her pick me up because what is happening? And then with the help of a server who had witnessed the entire event, I snuck out the back door and I never saw any of them again.
I mean, majority of this is a hot mess. I'm not going to lie. But the only thing I would love about this is if somebody said I was their fiance on the first date. Not going to lie. That's the only thing.
To their family members?
Yeah. You know, I said I always would love to meet family members on the first date. But I have said that before.
He walked her into an engagement party she did not agree to.
That's kind of hot.
Oh my God.
That's the only thing. The rest of the, I will admit, was a hot mess. And who likes shellfish?
Also, it should have known at the shellfish.
Seriously.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm going to take this time to issue a warning today.
Oh, God.
It's nothing serious. If you haven't gotten your like fall Instagram pics,
today's the day.
Get on it. Honestly, right now, it's golden hour, baby. Mm-hmm. It's getting sooner and sooner. But I feel like we are on the last legs of the fall colors outside before everything is dead mm-hmm. and snowy.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there and get the picture the of the leaves.
The leaves are the perfect color right now. They're that like red.
Uh-huh.
Still, there's some that are a little orange, but they're that perfect red color. And not all of them have fallen.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You got to get out there and get them now.
If you want to do a Christmas card, this would be the perfect time. You know, because a lot of people usually do like a fall kind of picture for their Christmas card.
Yep.
Might I say today's the day.
So walk into your boss's office.
Tell
right
him you
now.
Gotta go now because I don't know when sunset's happening.
Well, probably like 40 minutes.
Yeah, you probably don't have a whole lot of time.
Get on it. Leave early.
Well, I don't know about the mail.
Go get your
Taylor
picks.
Taylor recommended it, not me.
And you know what? You can let them know I sent you.
Gotta take an Instagram photo.
Yeah.
They're not gonna judge you.
No, and honestly, tag me. I want to see it.
What does your favorite childhood ornament look like? We'd love for you to describe it. Tell us all about it at 319-200-1029. Because I came to a sad realization this week that I don't have any childhood ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
None of them. I've lost them over time. I was in a relationship, serious one, with my ex, and he promised he would give them back after our breakup. And, well, that never happened.
Yep.
So I don't have them anymore. I don't have anything from my childhood. And it's not just me, because it was funny, oddly enough, my sister randomly texted me last night and asked me, do you have any of our childhood ornaments? She's like, do you have one? I used to have one that had my year on it, 1992. Do you remember?
Like birth year?
Yeah. Do you remember something like that? I'm like, dude, I have nothing. She's like, neither do I. I don't know what happened to it. So not only do I not have it, my sister has lost all of her ornaments over time. I don't know what happened to that.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have any childhood ornaments. So that's why we're asking, what does your favorite childhood ornament look like? Because here's the thing. I've had this idea. I kind of want to recreate childhood ornaments. Because I found out Neighbor Man has all of his. He has like a buttload of childhood ornaments.
Like, are we talking handmade ones?
Yes.
Or some that like he just got growing up?
Both. He has okay. both. He has so many, and I'm honestly like really, really jealous because our tree is going to be filled up with Neighbor Man stuff.
Oh.
And there's going to be nothing of me on that tree.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this idea that maybe over the next couple weeks, we could recreate childhood ornaments.
Dude, I'm down for a craft always.
I knew you would be.
I love a craft.
But I don't know where to begin because I can't honestly, I don't remember what mine looked like. I can kind of remember what we did, but I don't remember much of what it looked like.
No, what were like the classics in grade school? I don't know.
Exactly. So we need your help. If we're going to do this arts and crafts, we need to know what your childhood ornaments look like so that we can like do this arts and crafts thing.
Yeah, well, at least try. We're going to try to do this arts and crafts.
I mean, I can't draw stick people, so we'll see.
It'll be good.
We are desperately asking for your help. What does your favorite childhood ornament look like? Let us know at 319-200-1029 because we want to recreate what your childhood ornament looks like. Maybe you made it in school, an after school activity or something. We'd like to recreate it because I don't have any of my childhood ornaments and neither does my sister. Maybe you don't either. And you could tag along with us.
I, too, do not have any childhood ornaments.
Shut up.
I don't know if my parents still had them. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't, though, because to give you a little bit of backstory, I know I often refer to my own mother as Kris Jenner. Okay.
She is.
There is a reason for that. My mom is Kris Jenner. And growing up, she had a very strict decorating policy when it came to the Christmas tree. It was like always very aesthetically pleasing, which I look back on fondly because she always had like a Kardashian Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It was always like there was a theme. It was a gold or green or red.
That's
or whatever.
Cool.
So with that, we would bring home whatever we made at school. And she would say, oh, how nice, and not put it on the tree, which we still make fun of her to this day. Like, oh, our ornaments weren't good enough to make it to your tree. And she's like, well, respectfully, no, they would have ruined the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember like being in middle school and helping my parents decorate the tree, that there would be some handmade ones at the bottom of the bin that all of the ornaments would stay in for the rest of the year. And there would be ones with like school pictures on them and I don't even remember what else. But I have a feeling that those no longer are in existence.
Oh, okay.
No hard feelings, like I said. But I'm kind of with you.
If you're not home, what's the point? If you're not there anymore, let's get rid of them.
They never saw the light of day anyways. Yeah. I mean, they were crap. But now I'm kind of like, okay, I could remake them.
Yeah.
And then I'll wrap it up and give it to my mom for Christmas.
And she's still not going to put it up, Taylor.
Guess what? Still haven't forgotten, Mom.
We are so excited because over the next 5 weeks, we are going to recreate your favorite childhood ornaments because Taylor and I have found out that we don't have any of our childhood ornaments. They're all gone.
I don't know where they are, if they exist at all.
So over the next 5 weeks, whatever your favorite childhood ornament is, we're going to try to recreate it so that we have something from our childhood.
Mm-hmm. So you can still call us and tell us about your favorite ornament at 319-200-1029. Bridget, what's yours?
My favorite would have to be either the dog bone that we made into a Rudolph.
Wait, so it's an actual dog bone?
Yeah, and it was like preserved. Like, I don't know how we preserved it or anything, but we made it into like a Rudolph and everything, and we hung it up on the tree for years. Cute. I'm pretty sure my mom finally got rid of it, but it was years. And then another one would be the miniature candy canes that we made into a heart, and then we put our pictures in the middle.
I totally did that one.
You did?
100%.
I love that idea. I want my picture in something. I don't know what ornament it is, but I'd love a picture of me.
I like both of those because I think really all you need is like hot glue, which guess what? I have a hot glue gun. So
do you really?
Yeah, we're good.
Perfect.
Right there. Jennifer, what was your favorite childhood ornament?
It was a yarn star. So you take like 3 popsicle sticks and cross them together. And then depending on what color of yarn you use, it can be a star, snowflake, whatever. You just wind the yarn into the popsicle sticks.
I like that. It could also just turn into a cat toy.
Oh crap. I forgot about that.
It just turns into a giant yarn ball. It still works.
It's going to be fun.
Mackenzie, what was your favorite childhood ornament?
It looked like a snowflake, but what you did was you traced your hand and you cut the hand out, like 5 of them, and then you glued them into that snowflake shape, and then you cut out a picture of your face and you glued it right into the middle of the snowflake.
Oh, yeah. I love that. She just wants her picture in a snowflake.
Sounds classy.
Well, yeah, because it was my parents' special little snowflake.
And I need to still be my parents' special little snowflake.
Yes, you do.
So I'm doing it.
We got to hear from you. What is your favorite childhood ornament? Because we are going to recreate them over the next 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tag along with us because our idea is we're going to talk about it on the air. We're going to tell you what the supplies is that you need. And then you could do this with your kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't have kids and you want to do this with your boo-thang as a little date night, mm-hmm. you know. Or if you also have lost your childhood ornaments and you just want to make your tree look so cute this holiday season, tag along with us.
Or do what I'm going to do. And every time we make one, I'm going to sneak it onto my mom's tree.
Yes, Taylor.
Payback.
Yes.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There have been plenty of love stories or sad love stories that have gone viral on TikTok. But this one is unlike anything I have ever heard, and I am betting right now that there is going to be a movie based off of this because it's so insane.
I'm excited.
So this girl named Jenna went viral because she shared her love story with her boyfriend because he had completely forgotten that they ever broke up. Let me explain.
What?
So she shares, it's like a slideshow on TikTok. The first slide is her crying. And it says, me after my breakup with my boyfriend because I was too overwhelmed with life at that moment. We've all been there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The next slide is a picture of him. And it says, him getting a concussion and not remembering me breaking up with him. Next slide, final slide, is a wedding photo of the two of them captioned, us 7 months later.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. So what had happened was, like she said in the original post, she was in like a weird time of life, overwhelmed, decided to break up with her boyfriend. The day after, her man, Mitchell, is this his name, went skiing in Utah and he had like an accident. He had a skiing crash where he fell and he landed on his head and he got a concussion. And following that, he started calling Jenna, being like, let's hang out. What are you doing? Come over. Because he did not remember that she had dumped him. So he was completely confused. And then luckily he was a good sport about it and was like, oh, that's so funny that I don't remember you breaking up with me. And she was relieved and was like, it's so easy to get back together with him, because it felt like they never were really apart because he never remembered that she had dumped him in the first place. Mm. And then they got married 5 months later.
Oh my God.
It doesn't even sound real.
No, it doesn't. But part of me is like, oh my, but she did break up with you.
She did, but it wasn't because of him. She says it's because she was overwhelmed with life. It's not like he cheated on her or anything.
True. But I'm just like, part of me wonders, like, how did he feel? You know, God, I want to know. I have so many questions that I'm like, I need to see a movie now.
I'm saying.
Because a movie's going to, not that the movie's going to be real life, but I just want to know, how did he feel in that moment? Because he's not going to remember. How did he feel in that moment? And then will I be mad that he gets back with her?
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Is she the villain?
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie. Right now, I think she's a villain. I actually think I'm going to hate this movie. Honest with you. Because here's the thing. I think that how the movie's probably going to play out, and it all really comes down to the director and whoever writes the movie, right?
Really planning this out right now.
No, I really am. Because if he ends up hating her and being really sad about the breakup and all this, and he's like devastated about the breakup, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, this is the world's ending and stuff like this. And then he has that accident, and then he's like, oh my God, I love you. She's the villain. She's the villain because she's manipulative. Oh my, a little bit, in my opinion.
I was not.
Now I hate this movie. I don't want
to
see it.
Not expecting
anymore.
You to not only plan out the movie, but then decide you hated it without ever existing.
That's me.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I'm really excited because in a couple of weeks, I'm going to make a surprise appearance at a school. They have a big award. They're going to like big award ceremony they're going to do in a couple weeks. And I'm going to be like a surprise guest.
Sweet.
Which I'm really excited about this. However, in an email exchange, I found out I could do one of two things.
Okay.
So in their big award ceremony that they're doing, there's also going to be another surprise, and that's that the teachers are going to do a lip sync battle.
Oh, fun.
I know. How freaking cool is that? Your teachers are going to do a lip sync battle?
Dude, there's nothing better as a kid or a student when your parent or your teachers make a little bit of a fool of themselves.
Oh my God. If they're like up on the stage dancing or singing, I freaking loved every minute of that.
Best day of the school year.
Oh my God. 100%. So they are going to do a lip sync battle. Now, I could participate in that.
Okay.
Or B, I could MC.
Boring.
The lip sync battle. Now let me. Here's the thing. I'm honestly just, I don't know what I want to do. I'm going to be quite honest with you, because the lip sync battle kind of reminds me of doing karaoke at the McGrath Amphitheater this summer, which was a lot of fun. However, as you can maybe recall, I'm not the greatest singer.
Well, you don't have to sing for
lip-syncing. I know,
it's
lip-syncing. However, what you should also know about me is that I don't know lyrics to songs.
I do know that about you.
Oh my God. I can tell you, guaranteed, there is not one song out there in the world that I know from top to bottom, every lyric. And you could be like, oh, there's probably a Post Malone song. No. No, there's not. There's not. It could be even Itsy Bitsy Spider. Well, maybe that one I do know.
Okay,
maybe the alphabet. But that's about it. Like, I truly, there's not a song out there that I think I could, like, you could be like, I'll give you $1 million if you could sing a song from start to end and not miss a lyric. I literally don't think I can do that. So that's why I'm thinking, like, the lip sync part is making me nervous because I'm going to screw it up. And kids, love them to death, but they're brutal out there, man.
Oh yeah.
They're going to be like, oh, she sucks. She can't even lip sync. Oh, yeah. I don't want to be attacked by the little ones, you know? They're going to be brutal.
I have
they
questions.
Should be.
I have questions because I have thoughts.
Okay.
Question. So you'd be doing this by yourself?
Yeah. I don't have anybody else unless you want to come.
Nope.
I knew you wouldn't.
I'll support from a distance.
No, you're going to be in the crowd like filming. Yeah, loser.
I'll be the one that's like, boo, get off the stage. Are the teachers like all doing one together?
Or I think they're teaming up. So I don't. What sucks is because like you get a partner, but why do I not get one?
Okay. I don't know. I feel like you should do it to say you did it. Because I think of you know, that viral clip of Tom Holland doing Rihanna Umbrella.
That's true.
It's iconic. This is your moment. And I think you could shorten a song. I think you could do a shorter version. Nobody wants to see you do that for 4 minutes. Love you to death. Don't do that. That's a death sentence.
That's true.
I think you have to.
I really wanted a wuss out and do the emceeing part. I really did.
And that would be fun. And that would be fine. But then you can't say that you did it.
Okay, but also, what would the kids rather see me? I'm at the end of the day.
Lip-sync.
At the end of the day, I'm here for the kids. I care more about.
Shut up. Now you're just lying.
I tried to sound like a president or something. Uh-huh. I'm here for the kids.
This is a PR answer if I ever heard one.
You didn't even know they're lying half the time. I'm here for the kids. So what do the kids want? Not to see me MC. You know that they, if I was, they'd end up saying something in the crowd like, we want to see her do it. And what if I didn't have a song?
I'm saying, so you have time. You need to learn a song. I'm voting for, now hear me out.
Oh God.
You dress up as Post Malone for Halloween. Okay. You show up as Post Malone.
Taylor.
And then you do, I don't know, one of his...
Half of his songs have inappropriate lyrics. I'm going to get canceled.
Kids bop. Yeah. I thought after the long weekend of putting up my Christmas decorations, all of the chaos would have gotten out of the way. But here we are. Another Christmas boot camp update. Okay. My tree has been up for days. I still haven't decorated it because I kind of was following your lead, mm-hmm. Destiny, since you have new animals in your house. You kind of were like leaving the tree bare and then maybe going from there, seeing how they did with it.
I wanted them to get bored with the tree and then I'll start decorating.
I thought that was a good idea. I also haven't dug out all of my ornaments from my closet. So I was like, you know what? I'll do that next weekend. So it's been a couple days of just a bare tree. And we put lights on it. And my cats have been doing the normal gnawing on it, mm-hmm. batting at it and all the things. My cat did scale the side of it immediately. But last night was taken to a new level. This is something he did not do last year.
Uh-oh.
I woke up in the middle of the night and it sounded like crunching. Like he was crunching on his food. But I sat up in bed and peeked out to the living room. He was crunching on a Christmas light. I mean,
he ate the bulb.
He was crunching on the bulb. So I got up and was like, what are you doing? Please tell me you're not eating the plastic. Luckily, they're cheap lights, so it's not glass. And he wasn't. It didn't look like he was eating it, but he was gnawing on the bulb of my Christmas light and spitting it on the floor.
Like, so he already broke it.
Oh, yeah, there's a fully, like...
Oh, dear Lord.
Cracked, like, chewed on. Again, it's plastic, so there's bite marks in it and chunks missing that are sitting on the ground below it. But I was like, what do I do now? That's not a snack.
That's something new. I would have never thought of that.
I know, your dog was chewing on cords, and I thought maybe I thought maybe I would have to deal with that. No.
Not the bulb.
He's going for the bulb.
Never in a million years would I think that. No.
Well, he did it. And I don't really know what I'm supposed to do now. I have this cat spray that's like anti-scratch spray that you can spray on your furniture and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I sprayed it on the tree thinking like, okay.
That would help.
It'll deter him at least during the day while I'm at work. And before I left, he immediately was laying under the tree again. After I sprayed it.
Oh, God.
So I don't know what I'm going to walk into when I get home tonight.
I just hope... My cat didn't hear you and got any ideas because this is something stupid that my cat Mochi would do.
Well, let's not let them hang out because clearly their ideas are bad.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
It's back.
Oh,
it's return of the Stump the Wagon.
There you go. Thank you for that.
Yeah, if you helped us out last year and you donated anything for Stump the Wagon.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You deserve this. Pat on your back, dude.
Guess what? We're doing it again.
Round of applause if you do it again. Yeah, we're doing it again. This is our second year for Stuff the Wagon.
It is. So starting Monday, 1 week from today, we will, at this moment, be sitting in the back of the Z102.9 station wagon.
Crammed. In a trunk.
Uh-huh. Cold or not, we don't care. We're going to be sitting back there because as we do our show live, we're going to be collecting donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Yeah. And we are doing this because we care about the pups and the kitties and we want them to have a good holiday season. All thanks to your donations, which could be food, could be cleaning supplies, gift cards, whatever you think they need, which you can also see the list, Cedar Valley Humane Society's wish list, that is, on our website at KZIA.com.
Yeah, so mark your calendar. Monday is the first Stuff the Wagon stop at Tyson's off 16th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids.
3 to 7 p.m. I forgot to mention.
There you go.
So, it inspired me. God, I missed this.
We're back. We are so back.
We are back, baby! For tonight's trivia question, I was thinking about the fur babies, and I thought, you know what? All this week, I'm going to be selfish for them. And all this week, the theme is about them.
Yep, we're getting in the spirit.
And that's the theme. Around a third of dog owners do this for their dog every day.
Mm.
No ifs, ands, or buts. Mm. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 309-200-1029.
I'm trying to think of what I do for my dogs.
So many things.
Around a third of dog owners do this for their dog every day. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
Z102.9. Stuff the Wagon is back, baby. We are going to be in the trunk of the station wagon a week from today, 3 to 7 p.m., our entire show live.
Yep, come find us. Tyson's off of 16th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. We're accepting donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Yeah, more details if you want them. KZIA.com, Z102.9 app. You know where to get them.
Mm-hmm.
But it inspired tonight's trivia question. Around a third of dog owners do this for their dog every day. What is it?
We do so much for our pets because we love them. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 9301 said, give them butt scratches.
That's the best stuff, dude.
They love it.
I love doing that.
It's got to feel so good.
It's just the look they give you. Like, oh my God, mom, thank you so much.
You know, when they like turn and look back at you, they're like, this is what I'm talking about.
But you know what? Cats, though, not every cat likes it.
No, that's true. My cats love it.
Oh, both of them do?
Yeah, both of them do.
Really? Okay, because Luna does. Mochi will beat the crap out of you.
No, my cats, they actually like if you pat their butt kind of aggressively.
I've also noticed dogs like their butts pat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is the funniest thing in the entire world to me.
They love it.
9033 said, feed them people food.
Guilty.
Oh my God. Yes.
Guilty.
I do it every day. Don't look at me like that.
See, I am the police at my house that has to stop my boyfriend from being like, what if they want a breadstick? And I'm like, no, the cats do not need a breadstick.
But it's the look, Taylor. Come on, it's the look.
I will give them.
They're being so good.
If I have shredded chicken, I'll give them a little bit. And one of my cats likes shredded cheese. Oh, that's my line.
They were being so cute, though.
You're weak.
Girl, I know.
1820 says, say good morning.
I don't do it to all.
Well, you got a zoo, so that would take you probably 20 minutes.
It would. But every morning, Luna is sitting at the same spot every morning, and I say, good morning, princess. You're at the same spot every morning.
Mm-hmm. I always say good morning. Sometimes my cats beat me to it, though. Like, if their food bowl's empty, they come up into bed and say, good morning, feed me.
Just like meow, or do they start like clawing at you?
No, they just stand there and stare at you. Or if you're asleep, they
That's
get really
I
close.
Think they want to eat you. They were like,
no, they're hungry.
They're like, there is no option to eat. There's no food. She's next.
Perhaps
she is the food.
But I think she says good morning first.
Good morning. I will eat you.
Yes, exactly that.
Around a third of dog owners do this for their dog every day. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 3 minutes.
You know what I've noticed, though, is that both of our dogs don't like belly scratches. And honestly, this is the saddest and most depressing thing ever. I had one dog growing up that was a little too obsessed with belly scratches to the point that every time it came around, a dog would just like
flop
down like, hey, it's time. And it's like, dude, I'm trying to get ready for work. I'm not doing belly scratches. Mm. And now I don't have either dog that likes belly scratches. And it's like,
really sad.
It's really sad, Taylor. I'll try to scratch their belly and they're like, what are you doing? What kind of craziness is this?
I'm so
like,
sorry.
Who hurt you?
I don't, who did hurt them?
Like, why do you not like
sad.
This? The question tonight, around a third of dog owners do this for their dog every day. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Around a third of dog owners turn and keep their radio on every day.
For their dog?
For their dog.
Hello, dogs. Are you listening?
Hi there, little puppies. Did I make it weird?
Bark, bark. Woof.
Meow, meow.
Woof, wait, there woof.
Could be, oh, it was just... Well, we... Oh, it was dog. Sorry. I shouldn't say meow because I probably got them excited. Bark, bark. I messed up.
I think you offended them.
Well, I did. Sorry. I got really excited.
Bark, bark. I just said you were stupid to them.
Me?
The dogs get it.
You didn't call the dog stupid.
No,
you called
I
me
said
stupid.
Bark, bark.
Oh, and they were like, oh, we get it.
We know.
She is kind of stupid.
Like, oh, can't handle that one.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.